Hello, respected viewers. It's George Mylan. Thank you for coming back to the channel. And this is about the proposed Gaza International Transitional Authority. So the proposition was put forward just this past month. So the Gaza war has been going on for 2 years, less one day at the moment. And Israel is continuing its illegal war of aggression. I can't say quite unprovoked, but this has been going back to 1948, moved back to the 1920s. It did not begin on the 7th of October, 2023. But the genocide continues. Genocide, as confirmed by the United Nations, multiple human rights organizations, some renowned Israeli Holocaust scholars, two former prime ministers of Israel, Ehud Barak and Olmert, not exactly softies, who are willing to use massive-scale violence against Palestinian civilians themselves. But even they blanched at this. Even this was such a scale that they were sick to the stomach, died in the wool Zionists. So it's just revolting. It's just infuriating, the monstrous crimes that go on every single day. Two Jewish men murdered in Manchester synagogue on Thursday last week, a monstrous crime. 80 civilians murdered in Gaza every single day. Every single day. That should be getting 40 times more coverage than what went on in Manchester, of course. And so it goes on. So the idea is that Hamas would capitulate, and Gaza will be run by the Palestinian Authority, which hasn't controlled it since 2006. It's only had very limited control of some bits of the West Bank, obviously non-contiguous bits, these sort of Bantu stands. There'd be an Arab multinational peacekeeping force. But how would the Israelis trust the Arabs? Because obviously the Arabs feel a sense of brotherhood and sisterhood with the Palestinians, their fellow Arabs and so on. And Zionists would have us believe the Palestinians don't exist, that they're all Egyptians or Jordanians or something like that. I mean, okay, Palestine, Philistine was, I got it right, a vilayet of the Ottoman province of Syria in the Ottoman Empire. So it was a distinct entity. Was it a nation? It's anybody's guess what a nation is. You know, even Golda Meir was issued with a Palestinian passport in the 1920s. So it had some international recognition even then. This is mandatory Palestine under British superintendence. But okay, now is Hamas going to agree to this? The Islamic Resistance Movement is its proper name, because obviously they just don't have the military strength to defend their people. You know, 65,000 civilians murdered by the IDF. That's the low estimate. Now, even the Israelis acknowledge that at least 83% of the people they killed are civilians. They say it's something like 9,000 Hamas militants. Sometimes they say it's 20,000. How do you know there were militants? You didn't name them. The Israelis would call them terrorists, and so, of course. But, you know, the Hamas, bad though they are Palestinians defending Palestine, whereas Israel is trying to wipe them out. They've been very, very open, but they want to keep them all out. That Mrs. Weiss, that Israeli illegal immigrant in the West Bank, and she wants to be very open about her desire for ethnic cleansing, said on television multiple times, wants to drive all the Palestinians out of Gaza and annex it to Israel. Yet more armed robbery, theft every single day. The apartheid state is in the West Bank, where there's a two-tier system. The Israeli illegal immigrants ruled by civilian courts. The Palestinians, who are the rightful owners of the land, even Israel claims it's not Israel, they are tried before Israeli martial courts, or courts martial rather, and so on. The Israelis vote in the elections of the government that rules them, the Israeli Knesset. The Palestinians have no vote in that, and the Palestinian authorities got virtually no control, and so on. So, I mean, ending the genocide is a priority, but with a gun to your head, are these agreements valid? Surely not. This is duress. And so Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, 1997 to 2007, he suggested this. He visited Gaza in 2025. He was fairly sympathetic to Israel. Remember, he's largely reviled by Ishmaelites as the author of the Iraq War. In fact, the liberation of Iraq is one of the few things that Sir Tony did that I agree with. So he is an absolute Pinocchio. He's a man of raging vanity, of messianic delusions. So how can the Palestinians possibly trust him? So he's had his Tony Blair and associates for years, acting as a publicist for the some of the worst tyrants and kleptocrats in the world. Wow, he's so moral, such a fervent Christian. He crossed the Tiber because, you know, he's got faith. But he's got a good rapport with Jared Kushner. All right, so Donald Trump has got his 20-point peace plan. Wow. So Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to reluctantly go along with the plan, as did the governments of multiple Muslim countries, both Arab and non, Indonesia, Pakistan, Egypt, Qatar, and so on. The European Union, Russia, the UK, they all said, we give our approval to this plan. Okay, what's going to happen? So some legal authority there, a board of peace, with representatives of the United Nations. But we know that Israel goes against the settled will of the United Nations, even UN Security Council resolutions, even ones that the United States votes for. Israel is a rogue state. It's just rampagingly illegal, committing terrorism all over the world, including in Qatar. You know, has signed and ratified the Fourth Geneva Convention, flagrantly violates it, willing to murder civilians by the hundred in a single day, claiming that there's some militant there and so on, that they're human shields. Well, human shields have never, ever worked for Hamas. But perhaps anything to stop the slaughter is better than the people of Gaza being wiped out. Now, they're not close to being wiped out. It might be only 4% of them being killed. It might be only 12% of them being wounded. They're almost all homeless. And somewhat depends how you calculate the death toll, because the people are directly killed, as in shot, blown up. People are indirectly killed, die from lack of medicine, die from lack of food, or sometimes this is a contributory factor to people who are otherwise already suffering from a pre-existing condition. So there'll be commissioners for human rights, commissioner for legislation, legal affairs, commissioner for Palestinian Authority affairs, commissioner for security, commissioner for restructuring, and so on. There'll be executive authority with various portfolios, welfare, infrastructure, judiciary, healthcare, finance, education, above them all a chief executive, and so on. So how are they going to have elections eventually? Wow. So the Israeli armed forces are finally to withdraw. So maybe there's some protection for that. But we know that UN peacekeepers in Lebanon doesn't work. Israel has deliberately murdered United Nations peacekeepers. You know, my own country, Republic of Ireland, we've suffered this as well. So I would like it to work. I mean, it can't be quite as bad as we've got going on now. Humanitarian aid to get in there because they're starving. Another flotilla kidnapped by the Israelis, yet more piracy on the high seas by the Israelis for people. They could have searched the boat, find they're bringing in no weapons whatsoever. They're bringing in food. They're bringing in medicine. They could have them delivered, but they didn't. And when they kidnap these people, giving Greta Thunberg water and a sandwich, right? So, they're so nice. They're so humane. I wish they'd give water and sandwiches to the long-suffering Palestinian people. But wow, I mean, Tony Blair, I really think is the right one to head it. His advantage is he does have a good connection with Donald Trump. He's one of the few former Western leaders who Netanyahu will give the time of day to. Netanyahu really wants to perpetuate this war. He wants to wipe out the people of Gaza insofar as possible. We can't drive them abroad. So someone else has got to take them. Well, actually, you broke it, you fix it. Pottery barn rules. You caused this problem. Okay, you want to fight Hamas. You could fight a proportionate legal war in consonance with the laws of war. Israel always harps on gratingly about its excellent human rights record, which is just the big lie theory in practice. Therefore, it behoves you to abide by international law. And if you're making them homeless, then you have to house them. You're the occupying power. You have to provide them with medical facilities. You have to provide them with comestibles and so forth. So in anything to stop the mass killing of these poor Palestinians has got to be preferable. But, you know, there is theoretically a path to the Palestinian statehood with Netanyahu, who has vowed to forfend for decades. He said he's going to prevent that happening. And although Palestine has been recognized as a sovereign state by, is it around 150 countries, more than it recognized Israel, it doesn't look like it's likely to come into being as a practicality. So, I mean, I have to welcome this. Disappointing, though, it is. Obviously, you would want to see the whole Israeli cabinet before a war crimes tribunal and some of the Hamas leaders, too. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, George Clancy790@gmail.com, and do what you can to work for humanity.